Lecture two. So in the last lecture we covered the structure of the atmosphere in terms of the different regions which we saw were established on the basis of the temperature profile. We now turn to a little bit more of how the atmosphere works. We're going to focus in particular on aerosols. At the start though, environmental chemistry focused on chemicals in the environment and also how they move around in the environment. So in the atmosphere, in the lower part of the atmosphere, we have got turbulent mixing, which arises from convective motion of the air. So we've got the hot ground in contact with the air above it. That air picks up the heat, the density lowers and the air rises. We then get the cold air above it sinking, and that convective motion then stirs up the air. In the stratosphere, we have weak winds, which typically then are horizontal in nature. So we don't get the mass fractionation that we get above in the heterosphere, it's still the homosphere. And it's those motions of the air inside the layers that are helping ensure that it is a homogeneous layer. We get differential production of ozone, O3, in the stratosphere. As we'll see, there's actually a region that's called the ozone layer, which has a higher concentration of ozone than the rest of the stratosphere. Now, there is the structure of ozone. So what we see with this guy then is oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. It looks like single bonds. But I want you guys to have a bit of practice with your VSEPR and make sure that you can actually do a VSEPR structure for the bonding inside this molecule. You remember that dative bonds are an option when things are going pear-shaped. So I'm saying that you may need to invoke a dative bond to get that one working successfully. The characteristics of this as a result